John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Bird Show.
So I always have this feeling, man, I don't know anything about cars whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So whenever I take my car into a mechanic, I mean, they can jack me for as much as they want. And I always feel that vulnerability, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody does. Unless you are well-schooled in auto mechanics, then feel like, you know, they could pull out some words, some technical terminology or whatever, and you're going to be snowed.
Jiffy Lube is the one that used to get me all the time. You know, you just go in there for an oil change, and before you know it, you need a fan belt, a new air filter. I'm walking out of there with $120 worth of stuff, and all I went in there for was a 1999 oil change, you know?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because CBS 46 had done this study, and what you just described seems to be what's going on a lot with mechanics in Atlanta, and you don't need those upgrades. You just needed that oil change, and they're trying to sell you up a lot of other items.
They did this in a two-part segment, right? And Wendy Saltzman from CBS Atlanta decided that she was going to go ahead and she was going to bring, I think it's different cars to different mechanics, right? And it's the same car.
Totally in working order, totally in healthy shape.
Nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
Nope. And taking it for an oil change.
Okay, and the piece also had like hidden cameras inside the car, correct?
Yes, the car had hidden cameras in the hood so that they could actually see what the mechanics, if they did any work, if they said they were going to do some work and they ordered it to see if they actually did it at all, or if they just, you know, lied and said, yeah, we're going to charge you for it, but sat back there and, you know, didn't even touch the car.
All right, this is CBS Atlanta walking into Express Lube on Ponce.
CBS Atlanta News took this car to be inspected by our station mechanic at WT Standard. Then we rigged the car with three hidden cameras before we put it back on the road.
We mounted one here in the front, one here underneath the bumper in back. The final one was hidden here in the hood up front.
Our producers then took the car into 10 repair shops to get an oil change.
What's really necessary today?
And we were upsold at five of the 10 stores we visited.
Everything is necessary.
At Express Lube on Ponce, we were sold an air filter, power steering flush, and a coolant flush that our mechanic said we didn't need, and a rear differential service that Express Lube said was needed based on mileage. The differential is the set of gears that transfers the power from the transmission to the tires. The total bill was $275.
Wow.
So actually, technically, I'm trying to save you as much money as I can.
What'd he say? I was trying to save you money?
Yeah, save you money.
Because you think about it, when you go into a mechanic and they have all these services, they always kind of say, oh, well, guess what? You know, we'll just knock this $50 off because you're such a good customer. So you think you're getting a deal when, no, they're just cutting off money that they were overcharging you anyway.
And it's a time issue, too, because there's nothing more inconvenient than your car breaking down on
you.
You know, like being pulled over on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. So you'll spend that extra money and not even question it, right? So listen to what she said in the very beginning. She said half of them upcharged, right?
Our next stop, Express Lube in Dunwoody. They sold us a rear and front differential and a transfer case service.
Fluids need to be changed out.
Okay.
Drained and fluid.
They should have been able to inspect the rear differential fluid to see that it was clean. We had just had it changed at their Atlanta store the day before, and they never did some of the work they charged us for. Our camera showed they never flushed the rear differential. All the technician did was fill it with more fluid until it overflowed. And in the front,
it just looks dirty.
Our hidden cameras and an inspection by our mechanic showed Express Lube never flushed it. They left dirty fluid in the front differential. Our total charge was $135.
Wow. Now, the good part's going to come up here in a couple of minutes when I play you the confrontations when they actually talk to the ones.
That's awesome.
When they talk to the mechanics, because I'm assuming this isn't going to be great.
Right.
Right? All right, so this is the Jiffy Lube Indicator now.
At Jiffy Lube Indicator, we were again sold a rear differential service, as well as a transmission service and a radiator fluid exchange. And our mechanic's advice?
Well, that fluid looks new, and then I would say we don't need servicing.
Remember, our fluid was clean and had already been serviced twice. And again, like Express Lube, they didn't do a flush like they said they would. They just added more fluid and charged us for work that was never done. Back at our mechanic's?
So this was an upsell.
Yeah, it was upsell.
The mechanic could have also inspected the coolant, which was flushed the day before, but they upsold us on that service too for another $89.
When you think of all the times that you've brought your car into the mechanic now,
yes.
I mean, don't you wish you knew how many times you got upcharged and how much it would cost you?
Because I'm trying to think of any time I've taken my car in for an oil change and that's all I got. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever gone in. I did an oil change. They're like, okay, we'll do it. And this is the charge. Okay, thanks. No, it's always, there's always something else wrong with the car.
The most disturbing upsell was back at Jiffy Lube, where they sold us a T-Tech transmission service for $119.
The fluid need to be replaced in it. And the fluid is really dark
and bad. What happens if you leave it in?
They called that transmission.
So you have to get a new transmission and do this?
Okay. Definitely don't want to do that.
Okay.
The mechanic moved the machine over to the car, but our hidden camera showed they never hooked it up. And an inspection by our own mechanic confirmed they never did the work.
You would adapt it to these lines right here. So I don't see where they get a flush on it.
The total bill at Jiffy Lube was $300.
I don't think doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what makes me more mad, upcharging or not doing the work at all.
Yeah.
Both are equally as bad, but not doing the work, at least give me what I paid for.
Either way,
that
is wasted money, man. Plus, you think that it's already taken care of, so you don't think to go and get it done again, because you're like, I just got it done the last time.
Right.
I don't need to check on all that.
And Decatur Goodyear off Claremont was our most expensive stop, with recommended repairs totaling more than $1,100.
Okay, but nothing urgent that needs to be...
I mean, all of it's urgent.
Again, we were recommended to do a front and rear differential service and a transmission flush and spark plugs.
Definitely start getting some of it done before you have a catastrophe.
And when we returned to confirm we absolutely needed the repairs, Goodyear tacked on another recommendation, a brake fluid flush on top of the transmission flush.
Transmission is the one that concerns me the most. I mean, dirty transmission fluid is supposed to be like a red fluid, and this is almost black.
Oh, okay.
And brake fluid, same way. Brake fluid's supposed to be clear, and it's almost black.
Again, our mechanic said it was completely unnecessary.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Fluid's clear.
It is clear.
Wow. Unreal. Because you don't know. That's the thing is they know you don't know anything about a car. So you don't know if your fluid's clear or black or whatever.
They've even brought me out like that air filter before, and it looked pretty good to me. I mean, it's like hardly any dirt on it, but he says it's dirty, so I'm like, go ahead, put another one in there.
But you don't know it's your air filter either.
I have no idea.
You know, they could bring a dirty one out and just say it was yours. Hey, liars.
Hey, Dawn, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, I know I don't condone what the mechanics are doing, but I'm a mechanic's wife. That's actually how they make their extra money, these little oil changes. I think they make 1/10 of an hour off of that oil change. So, like, my husband makes 22 an hour, so he doesn't even get, like, that full amount. I know, like, you may not need it or whatever, but a lot of times, like last week, my husband made 9 hours, and he was there longer than 40 hours, and a lot of times it's the service riders that upsell, and that's really how we make our money. It's not a good thing, but when you go out to a restaurant and they offer you dessert, you know, that's kind of like it is. They should offer it. A lot of those little places, they don't offer it. They just do it. The shop that my husband does, they offer it, and if you don't need it, then they won't do it.
But I mean,
it's so different than offering dessert.
No offense, that's not my fault that, you know, your husband only, you know, doesn't make more.
Right.
But I mean, with a dessert, at least I'm educated. I know what a dessert is, and whether I put it in my mouth, it's not going to cause me to have a wreck on the road or my car to go bad. And I think that it's such a dangerous policy to pay bonuses based on service, because of course, then everybody's going to try to charge you for something you didn't do so they can make money. And that's not what it's about. It's supposed to, you know, to be about making the car a better car.
Now, here is the follow-up from CBS Atlanta. This is when they confront the mechanics and they're like, dude, this is a perfectly good car. What do you got to say for yourself?
CBS Atlanta News is asking the tough questions after our hidden camera investigation exposed questionable tactics used by some repair shops to make a buck.
Are you guys overcharging customers?
No, we are not.
For repairs they don't need?
I mean, these are things that we didn't need based on mileage.
The cooling system says
Ma'am,
inspect.
You're going to need to speak with my district manager on this.
Are you guys overcharging customers for services they don't need?
We upsold you for a service you didn't need.
Yep. We had dirty fluid in the front differential you guys claimed you did. You didn't do the work.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I can guarantee you that service was performed.
I do not tolerate nor condone that type of service. And the manager and the tech involved have been suspended and demoted.
But he still defends some of the services they sold us as being required by mileage.
You guys charged us for services that you didn't
do. Put me on the camera, baby.
But you guys didn't flush the fluid.
Ma'am, if we charge you for it, we did the service, yes, ma'am.
No, you charged us for a transmission service that you didn't do either.
If it's the case and it was done, then we'll take care of the employees that have done this. Our company does not condone it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, everything that the technicians over here, they're pretty concerned.
I am actually not at liberty to discuss that.
The manager passed off our tough questions to their corporate media reps.
We're talking about $103 worth of stuff that you're recommending, and you can't show us where these things are wrong. I mean, you're telling us these things need to be done.
I'm sorry, I can't discuss anything.
Transmission is the one that concerns me the most.
And the most expensive repairs, totaling more than $1,100.
And brake fluid, same way. Brake fluid's supposed to be clear, and it's almost black.
Back at our mechanic.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Fluid's clear.
It is clear.
You guys wrote here was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Does that look dirty to you?
It's not exactly clear, no.
You know, we always tease about the phrase, you know, what I meant was, or, you know, what happened was, is always leading into a lie. Another one is, I'm not at liberty to say.
Right.
Yes. That means I'm guilty.
To discuss
you know,
said matter.
The, you know, management is always going to put it on the mechanic, but I wonder if we got mechanics on, like on the voice disguiser, if they would confess to us that the manager's demand.
We did on Friday when you were out sick. We talked to a few that said, absolutely. It's how they make money. It's how they're bonused.
Let the manager say, look, go ahead and tell them what you need to. We need the extra cash. It's required.
Some of them are required to upsell anything and everything.
And like Jen said, that's why the mechanic's wife came on. That's how they make their bonus. That's how they make their extra money over something you don't need.
Some suggestions coming in. Carly wanted to say that you should always have the mechanic show you the problem. Like, show you the fluid or show you the air filter. But again, how do you know it's really yours?
How do you know it's your fluid and your air filter? They can get around that.
And Debbie wanted to say you should establish a relationship with your mechanic.
I had an email from a woman who actually puts nail polish on all of her, like, belts and things in her engine. So if it needs work, she can actually see if they actually took the old one out and put a new one in.
Really? That's smart.
Brilliant.
All right, you want to go all this stuff out yourself? You can go ahead and check out cbsatlanta.com. We'll have a link over from our site at q100atlanta.com.
Here, Bird Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save